Scene 1. Arrival at Kyoto Station. John and Rick exit the bustling Kyoto Station, gazing up at the modern architecture. John, wow, Kyoto Station is impressive. I expected something more traditional, but this is so futuristic. Look at that massive glass roof. Rick, yeah, it's like a blend of old and new. But honestly, I'm more excited to find some ramen. That flight was brutal. John, food already? Come on, Rick. We just got here. Rick, hey, you know me. First things first, food. Let's find a local spot nearby. I read about this place called Ramen Sen no Kaze. It's supposed to be amazing. John, all right, food lover, lead the way. After that, we're heading straight to Nijo Castle. Scene 2, ramen restaurant. They sit down in a cozy ramen shop filled with the savory aroma of broth. Rick, slurping noodles. Oh man, this is life-changing. The broth is so rich and these noodles are perfectly chewy. John, it's good, I'll admit. But let's not overdo it. We've got a lot of walking ahead. Kyoto isn't just about food, you know. Rick, says the guy who's been reading guidebooks nonstop for the past month. John, guilty as charged, but seriously, Kyoto is a treasure trove of history. Did you know it was Japan's capital for over 1,000 years? Rick, yeah. You'll give me the full lecture later. Let me enjoy this ramen first. Scene 3. Kinkaku-ji, Golden Pavilion. The duo stands in awe before the shimmering golden pavilion reflected in a tranquil pond. Rick, this is unreal. It looks like a postcard. How is it this perfect? John, that's Kinkaku-ji for you. Originally built as a retirement villa for a shogun, it was later converted into a Zen temple. The gold leaf is meant to purify negative thoughts and emotions. Rick, purify, huh? Maybe I should build a golden house. John, sure, Rick. Let me know how that works out for you. Rick takes out his camera and snaps dozens of photos. Rick, these pictures are going to make my Instagram blow up. Hashtag Zen Life. John, don't forget to actually enjoy the moment, man. Photos are great, but this is something you need to take in with your own eyes. Rick, fair point. Let's just sit here for a while. Scene 4, Fushimi Inari Shrine. They arrive at the iconic Fushimi Inari Shrine, famous for its thousands of red torii gates. John, this place is incredible. The sheer number of torii gates is mind-blowing. Rick, yeah, but this hike is no joke. How far does this trail go? John, all the way up Mount Inari. It's about 4 kilometers round trip. Think you can handle it? Rick, challenge accepted. Let's do it. They begin the ascent, passing through the tunnels of red gates. Rick, okay, this is tougher than I thought, but the views are worth it. John, told you, each of these gates was donated by individuals or businesses. It's a sign of gratitude or a wish for prosperity. Rick, that's cool. Maybe I'll donate one someday. Rick's Ramen Empire Torii Gate. John, dream big, Rick. Dream big. Scene 5, Kiyomizu-dera Temple. Their final stop is the iconic Kiyomizu-dera Temple, perched on a hill with a stunning view of the city. Rick, this view is insane. You can see all of Kyoto from here. John, Kiyomizu-dera is one of the most celebrated temples in Japan. The name means pure water temple, named after the waterfall here. Rick, is that the one people drink from to make wishes? John, exactly. Each stream represents a different blessing. Longevity, success, and love. Rick takes a sip from the love stream. Rick, here's hoping I meet someone who loves ramen as much as I do. John laughs. You're incorrigible. As the sun sets over Kyoto, John and Rick reflect on their journey. Rick, you know, I came here for the food, but this city is something else. History, culture, nature, it's got everything. John, told you, Kyoto has a way of capturing your heart. Rick. Yeah, I'm already planning my next trip. But first, dinner. John. Of course. Let's make it a good one. End of the day, they walk off into the Kyoto evening, their laughter echoing through the streets.